Now what I want you to do is I want you to see, as you picture or think about achieving that goal, what is the first negative that comes into your head that is like a little voice saying, it's not going to work? Or, but what about this? Or, that can't happen because of this. Or something like that. What is it? Then I want you to identify the belief, the closest belief or feeling to that negative thought, and find it in the success codes. Now, there may be several that are close, but find the one that is closest to the biggest feeling that you experience. That becomes the category that you work on for that success issue, to achieve that goal. So let's say that my friend's goal was to make $1 million. He refined it to where it was a true love goal. The negative was that he felt sadness because his dad once told him, you're never going to amount to anything, which made him feel like he can't accomplish the goal of making $1 million because he's never going to amount to anything. And that made him feel sad. He would go to the sadness category, which is the joy category in the success codes. And that becomes his critical category for building that success of making that $1 million, which is his true love goal. So how does he do that? First, he has to break the blocks to success. He does that by finding the early memories related to that issue. So he says, okay, here's what he does. It's called the Memory Finder Protocol. He says, here's what I want. The negative thing I feel is sadness. I feel it right at 0 to 10. I feel it at about an 8. Then he says, okay, when is the first or biggest time in my life that I felt that same or similar kind of sadness? And he says, okay, it's when my dad said that. You're never going to amount to anything, when I was about 10 or 12 years old. And I rate that one at a 10 out of 10. That one really bothers me still. That becomes the memory that he works on first with the block breaker. So he says a prayer. I ask for that memory with my dad saying I'm never going to amount to anything to be healed. And any other related memories that I'm not aware of, and also include in that prayer or request of his heart, if he doesn't believe in prayer, all the other negative issues in that category, even if he is not aware that he has any of those, because we're still trying to address those unconscious things. And then he does the block breaker while relaxing and focusing on something positive: joy, peace, love, gratitude, whatever. He does that until the memory with his dad is down to a 0 to 1. And that is subjective. He can base it on his feelings, or he can test it with the truth technique. Then he finds the next sadness memory of his life, earliest or biggest, and does the same thing. Then he finds the next earliest or biggest sadness memory, does the same thing. Does that until the sadness is completely gone. And when he thinks about that memory, that success that he wants of making $1 million, the success is gone. Now, there may be another negative now. Maybe now he feels a little fear, a fear that it's not going to happen. Now he has to go through that same process with fear memories. Okay, the fear is an 8. What's the earliest or biggest fear memory that I recall in my life? And then go through that same process until when he thinks about the success memory, there are no longer any negative voices, thoughts, feelings that say, I can't do that. Now, you say, that might take a while. It sure might, but you know what? This is the biggest issue you want to work on, and these are the blocks that are keeping it from happening. Guess what? These are also blocks keeping most of the other things in your life from happening, because all these things are interrelated. So don't ever see this as, boy, this sure seems like a lot of time for one thing. You're not just working on one thing, you're working on everything. Okay? Because all these things are interconnected, and you may be consciously focusing on one or two memories, but the success codes and that mechanism is healing thousands and millions of memories that are related to that, including the unconscious ones that you're not even aware of, and these things are affecting your success and your health. So go through that process until there's no more negatives there. Now, I am going to give you one option on this. There are some people that can't remember those early memories. There's some people that have had really rough times in their life, and they just are afraid to go there. There are some people, mainly us guys, who just don't want to go there. We just don't want to go through all this touchy-feely stuff. If that is you, then just do the block breaker until you don't feel any negatives related to that success memory. Now, I would rather you find the memories because it's going to happen much, much faster. But you can do it without doing that, just by doing the block breaker for whatever the negatives are, and pray about that. Whatever the negatives are related to this success that I'm trying to build in my life, please find those memories and heal them all. Okay? With the light, truth, and love of God. And that's okay. So if you don't want to find them and do the memory finder protocol, you can do it that way. All right, now we're ready to turn, after we've eliminated the negative, to doing the positive. So now you've already got the thing you want, right? You've already smelled it, tasted it, touched it, wallowed in it. Now you're going to do the success code in that category, the same category, the joy category. We're still on the guy wanting to make $1 million who felt the sadness related to it. So you do the success code in the same category until you believe that that is going to happen. You experience that success picture, vision, memory that you're infusing. You really experience the success in the here and now and believe that is a done deal to at least a 7 out of 10. Okay? And what you focus on while you do the code is that thing, the thing that you want. So you picture it. If you can't picture it, if you're not a good visual person, just keep reading the things that you want. I want to make $1 million so that I can pay off my debts, so that I can help these people, so that I can help these people, so that I can do some things with my family. If you can picture it, it's that much better. It'll happen even faster. Okay? And each code, you do the booster for 1 minute before. Each code position is 30 seconds long. So you do the booster for a minute. The codes are 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, however many of them there are, and then another 1 minute booster on the end. We say we like for you to do it a minimum of 7 minutes. The maximum is however long you want to go. My favorite way to do it is to go until the memory I'm working on is healed and then take a break. You can do it that way, or you can say I'll do it 7 minutes at a time, whether it's healed or not, and then I'll come back to it later if it's not healed. That's okay too. All right? And that's how you do it. And now, once you get the negative down to 0 to 1 and the positive to a 7+, you're done. At least for now. And let me explain what I mean by that. Tomorrow, the negative might be up to a 3 or 4, and the positive might be down to a 5 or 6. Well, your temptation there is to say, well, that didn't work. It absolutely is working, but you may have millions of memories that are related to this not being able to happen. We're literally reprogramming. We're actually deprogramming the negative stuff and programming in the positive stuff. Okay? So we're in process So it absolutely is working, but we're talking about millions and millions and even billions of memories that are a part of this. Sometimes it takes a little while. So on day two, if your negatives are up and positives are down, you do exactly what you've done before. Get the negatives back down. Get the positives back up to 7+. You have to keep the negative down, the positive up for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, when you have had the negative to 0 to 1 and the positive to 7+, then you are deprogrammed from the negative stuff and programmed for the success and the life that you want. And that's how you do this program. And then when you get that one where you want it, you go on to the next one. So if, let's say it's day 4 or 5, and my negative is down, my positive is up, so I don't have anything to do with that one, guess what? I work on issue number 2 or issue number 3, whichever one I'm on. And I can actually be working on several issues all at the same time and really transforming my life in a variety of ways. So you might have a career issue, a financial success issue, a relationship success issue, a spiritual success issue, etc. And you can be working on all those at the same time. But start with one, get it where it needs to be, then do 2, get both 1 and 2 where they need to be, do 3, get all 3 where they need to be, and keep adjusting as you need to as those memories are in process of changing. So that is how you do this. And then once a month, we want you to go back and go through the 12 days. So one time every month, take a little time out and go back and just go through those 12 days just like you did originally with the 12-day success launch. Now, why do we want to do that? Because according to the research, these issues that cause these problems are usually unconscious. They're even inherited from our ancestry. So a lot of them, we don't even know they're there because they didn't even happen during our lifetime. Well, when you go through those 12 days, it ensures that you address all of those unconscious issues, which may be the key to actually achieving the success that you want. It makes sure nothing comes along and trips you up. So that is how to build your future success, how to go through those 12 days, and now we're going to move on to some things that can slow down healing.